Covenant Church, a church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. And just thanking God, we are in appreciation for our great pastor's 22nd anniversary. 22 years of serving the Lord, serving the people of God, giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's ways. And he is a pastor after God's own heart. And the scripture says the elders that rule well are counted double honor, worthy of double honor. And now I present unto you our great pastor, our great prophet, our great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, elder. The elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We don't have a camera recording, but we have audio. Thank God. And it's the 22nd year of pastoring. But I've been in God more than 22nd years. I've been in God since 1975, born again. Born in the potter's house. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about God's judgment tonight.
Yes.
Before we get into that, a couple of songs from appreciation. Tender Plant is what we want to hear. Thank God. Choir can stay with Paris. Thank God. Deacon Dale wrote this song, Tender Plant.
Tender plant, a root from dry ground, the chosen sent, the bread of life from heaven.
So we have beheld gifts God gave to man to
about converting. Thank God. Elder Matisse. Thank God.
Yeah.
beautiful?
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
I want to hear about dominion.
All right.
Thank God. Before we get started in this lesson. All thank right. God.
Beautiful,
dominion.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Jeremiah 5 and 1, God's judgment. Judgment of God. And thank God we are not up under the judgment of the world. If you choose to go there, it's not a good outcome. But we, if we go there, if you have to go there, you got to go to Egypt, go there with God. Go with the judgment of God, not their judgment. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 5 and 1, Deacon Franny.
Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment.
You need a body to execute judgment. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know judgment, you shouldn't be judging anybody. Judgment is something that's got to be taught. Executed judgment and what?
That seeketh the truth.
What?
And I will pardon it.
God said, I will pardon it. Mm-hmm. Other words, the church that's executing judgment, God will pardon. Yes. When it's done right.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in the way and don't know the judgment, how can God execute a pardon?
Right.
You ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4:17.
All right, Pastor. All right.
The church world has been duped by the devil. And the saying is now, you can't judge me. Well, laymen can't. Brothers and sisters and man shouldn't judge one another. The judgment is God's, and God got somebody to do it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
The world should trust in God, but they can't because they're not saved. But the world systems have picked up God's word to judge, and they haven't used the way, the plan that God set forth. In order to execute God's judgment, you need someone that's seeking truth. The world ain't seeking truth. They're seeking a pardon for their loved ones,
right,
and for their friends and their neighbors,
mm-hmm,
and people they want to give a pardon to.
A pardon,
right?
Yes.
Not in God. No respect to persons.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4:17 would say,
for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
So let's not get excited because you've been told you shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're here for. Judgment, because many times we're not aware of what we're doing because we've been doing it for so long. It's a habit.
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Those that obey not the gospel, we're not concerned about. We believe they ain't going to be included in the pardon.
Mm-hmm.
They don't obey the God. They're not included in eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
They're not included in being under the protection of God. God don't know them. That's what he said.
Yes.
God knows his son, nobody else. God don't go meddling with other people's children.
Right.
The devil's children. He don't do that unless you're bothering his children.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Is that what we do?
Yes.
We don't bother the system unless they're bothering our children or bothering our way, God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to bother the system. Now, wait a minute. We can't do this one.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Now, that don't mean to be right, you can scarcely make it. That don't mean that.
No.
It means when you're right, it ain't but a few, scarcely. They're scarce in the earth.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Just a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking for a lot. So when you know that, you don't take note of all these buildings in every block, five churches. Because
mm-hmm.
God's word is scarce.
Mm-hmm.
To be known.
Yes.
And it's scarce to be observed. Because
yes.
It ain't anybody mind to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
We're not going to think about that. It's not our business.
All right, Pastor.
But we understand it ain't going to be good,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we believe.
Yes.
And they and others are free to choose to believe what they want.
Right.
What?
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls
now,
to him in well-doing.
We want to suffer according to God's will. If it calls for suffering to get rid of God's, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Suffering according to his will. These are gods. Somebody got to show us what the gods are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so used to doing things. Now, that's a god. What you doing? I didn't know that. That's what you're here for.
Yes.
To be pointed out. God's going to show you where the gods, where these things that are grievous to God, he's going to show you where they are.
Right.
All we have to do is yield to it.
Yes.
And if we believe, let's do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
As unto a faithful creator.
Unto a faithful creator. Let's go to Matthew 7:1.
All right, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. This is something we need to keep in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You stay out of trouble.
All right, Pastor. God.
Watching over your neighbor's fence.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Seeing with somebody, what they doing.
Right. That's right.
That's not God's way.
No.
We're not concerned with what people are doing don't live for God.
Right.
No. 7:1, what does it say?
Judge not, that ye be not judged.
Now, I never read this. Like, I want you to listen to this real good.
Mm-hmm.
Judge not,
mm-hmm.
that you be not judged. What does that mean? That means if you don't judge, God ain't going to judge you.
All right.
It's as simple as that.
All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
That's right.
Judge not,
mm-hmm.
that you be not judged. But what?
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
Wait a minute. If you say, so-and-so, you so-and-so, you're going to be judged the same thing.
Yeah.
What about you? You threw a stone at that house. Is your house glass?
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle a stone in yours? Because that's what it means.
Right.
You're trying to point out somebody else's problem. What about your own? And you, and if you really don't have any problems, you won't be pointing out your brother's problem because you're not told to do that. You're not, not here to judge unless you're appointed that. If you're appointed, then you can say, you know what, that's the wrong spirit. You shouldn't do so-and-so if God give it to you.
Yes.
Other than that, just move on and take what you've given, receive it, freely receive it, and put it in action, go about your business.
Yes.
Read it again. Judge not.
Mm-hmm. That ye be not judged.
What?
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
What?
And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again.
You so slow to do God's word, to show the love of God? Mm-hmm. Same thing will be shown to you. God going to be slow to show you anything because it's the way you are.
Right.
Why would God give you, like I said, why would we give our kids abundance of just give them everything and they don't do nothing but disappoint you and disobey? That ain't God's way.
That's right.
Why would God do us that way? Why would God open your eyes up to understanding when you ain't doing what you do see? Why would God do that?
Right.
He ain't going to do that. Right. That's what we say all the time. You can't see tomorrow unless you do what you do today.
Mm-hmm.
You do this, you can see.
Yes.
And to stay out of other people's business.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Quit thinking about what they're doing. It's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it again. Don't tell me what you ain't able. I know what you're able to do. If I say you ain't able.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, wait a minute. When I was coming up under pastor teacher, every year, I don't care where we went, I had a house, I hocked it to go.
Yes,
I wouldn't worry about the debt.
You did, Pastor.
That debt is gone now, but I had a debt.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
And I worked to pay it off.
Yes, you did.
But I wouldn't worry about where it was going to come from. I trusted God.
Yes, you did. And
if I had to borrow, I'd give it.
Yes, Lord.
Remember what David said? I'm not going to take this free. I'm going to pay for it to give this to God. You couldn't borrow $10 from your daughter?
Go ahead.
$20 from your daughter? Nothing?
Right.
Ain't got a cousin, a friend in here. Right. Can you give me $100? I want to give Pastor a little bit more of what I gave.
Thank God.
Tell me what you can't do.
Thank God.
You got. You can say, I gave. I'll give it back to you later. Because we borrowed to take care of you when you needed it.
Yes.
Well, you can't borrow to take care of God.
Yes, Lord.
Take care of your,
yes, Lord.
Yours. Your love,
yes.
Your thought,
yes.
Your
yes.
Honor.
Yes. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Now,
thank
God. Am I upset? No. But if I don't tell you, how you going to know what you could do? Because this guy, there ain't nothing. We able to do everything we want to do here.
Yes. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Yes.
What did he say? Go to your friend. My friend needs some loaves. I ain't got it, but you got it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a friend. What about God's anointed? Church, pay your bills. And you can't come up with $5. Really? I owe to tell you that. Because that ain't love. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's my judgment. And I don't care. Don't come to me tomorrow. I did all I could because you didn't. And you better believe what I'm saying. Because if you don't believe it, you still ain't going nowhere. You didn't because you could do better than that. I teach better than that.
Yes,
I was taught better than that.
Yes,
I know what you can do.
Yes.
It's about judgment.
Yes.
Read that again.
Yes,
judge not.
Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
What?
And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you.
So how you measure things will be measured back to the same way.
Mm-hmm.
What does the third verse say?
Yes. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye?
Oh, wait a minute. You worried about what somebody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye.
If you got
eye.
A problem, you ain't got no business talking about nobody if you got a problem.
That's
I mean
right.
that.
That's right,
I didn't talk about nobody to nobody here besides Sister Pat
mm-hmm.
when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if Tease rolled home, we talked about the service.
Mm-hmm.
What did it? Why did I do that? I don't know. That was it. I didn't get on the phone and start gossiping.
No,
I didn't
no,
do that.
No, no,
and any other question we didn't settle with, we called teacher and asked about it.
Yes.
We just left it alone.
That's right, Pastor.
I ain't never told nobody. Oh, Sister Josie, what was that Sister Franny did?
Right. Yes,
you know
Pastor.
What? I think she got a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think she did? We don't get stuff from going in God's house.
Yes, Pastor.
You're judging somebody else's servant. That ain't your servant. And don't consider what you're doing, what we do. Yes. Third verse again?
Yes.
And why?
And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in
Don't
thy
consider,
own eye?
I got problems. That's what we should always think. I'm not going to say anything, but no, I got my own problems. You stay free.
Yes.
Sit up there and let the enemy just take your mind, and you get to acting out what he's bringing to your mind. All. Why is Elder Phillips so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Go to your brother, ask him. And if he said, that's none of your business, go and bite your business. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Luke 22 and 28. Let's go there.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe somebody might come by the website and mm-hmm. see what's being said and say, you know, it makes sense to me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. We're on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
Baba came. I want everybody, if they hear this broadcast, don't think I'm talking about Baba Ludo and Lucy. So stand up. Baba came from Tanzania. That's what it's like into the ark. Brought him all the way, Verdi, because he loves you, God. He want to show you. God ain't got no respect to persons. He want to show you this is the world. We've all had loved ones come to the same place, and they all left. Some come. Some is here, chosen. Some are not. We don't know what's going to happen before we all leave here. All we know is what today is. Today, if they ain't here, they're not saved.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Luke 22:28.
Yes. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation.
In other words, God is not going to set anybody over you, but ones that's been continuing in the word.
Yes.
They've been tempted by God to do righteousness, mm-hmm. and God have approved of it.
Yes.
Why should you come in and question it?
Yes, Pastor.
Anybody come in question and say, well, who gave you the authority, Pastor? Who? Anybody do that? No. Shouldn't do it now.
Right.
Should believe.
Yes.
I'm going to say this again. If you got a problem with me, mm-hmm. you had a problem before.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Pastor.
New problems don't just crop up off a clean life. If I'm struggling with you, you've been struggling with this one, and if you were under that one, you struggled with that one too. That's the way it works.
Yes.
We try to clean it up. Sell it down. Let's get it right. We can go on in. We got a chance to get it right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Read.
And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me.
What?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's what was given. Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have witnesses. Your witnesses ain't got no business judging you. The jury got no business judging you, because that's what the jury is, witnesses.
Yes.
They heard about it.
Right.
They got no business, no judge. Judge is supposed to do that.
Right.
And who's supposed to bring the case? The lawyer, the prosecutor.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Y'all don't see no role with me, do you?
Yes.
I'm not the judge.
All right, Pastor.
The word is a judge.
Yes.
Not me. I'm just bringing, I'm just a prosecutor. I'm not only the prosecutor, I'm also the lifeline.
All right, go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful? In the world, they'll be your prosecutor. You know you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
And God ain't like that.
Right.
The prosecutor supposed to go with what's right.
Mm-hmm.
All the prosecutors present the evidence. The judges say,
mm-hmm.
this is what it is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So when we go before the world, you better have God as your back and your trust, not what they do. Because God can influence their mind. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Let's go to... Psalms 119 and 66.
All
Let's
right.
go there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Y'all might be here a while. So.
All right, Pastor.
Listen, we had a couple songs that energized you a little bit. I feel pretty good.
Beautiful, Pastor. Beautiful.
I got dominion. Psalms 119 and 66. What does it say?
Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments.
Can't be able. Judgment has to be taught. That's what we do every time we come. We talk about judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's about judgment.
Yes.
And if you don't understand judgment, been taught it, you cannot say, well, I think they're guilty. You can't do that because you have to understand judgment.
Right.
I watch Judge Judy all the time. I always get her recordings, and I watch it because I enjoy judgment. I love it.
Yes.
Not Judge Judy.
Yes, judgment, judgment.
Judge Judy don't know when the Sabbath is, and she's a judge.
Oh,
jury.
So that's so much for Judge Judy and the rest of those judges out there. But I believe when Samuel traveled his circuit, he knew what the Sabbath was. The other 450 prophets didn't. He knew. So I'm not getting so excited about a judge unless they're the judge that God set up. That's the ones that understand judgment. Been taught. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go. You read that 166?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's read Isaiah 49
All right.
and 1.
All right. Yes.
Thank God.
Beautiful, Pastor.
49 and 1. Mm-hmm. The world should hear what God is saying.
Yes.
They just go over it. And these so-called teachers just don't have no understanding of God's word. It's letting you know you can't even be sentence unless you get two or three witnesses. Okay.
Yes, Pastor. Yes,
Pastor. Isaiah 49 and 1, what does it say?
Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far.
What?
The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my
God
name.
God made mention of our names through the bowels of Pastor and Teacher Brown.
Yes.
Made mention of our names. That's how God heard our name. Not when you came out your mother's womb.
All right,
he knew all things, but he heard mention. Mm-hmm. What?
Yes, Pastor. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword.
What?
In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me.
That's why ones have a problem with God's anointing. Because God made their mouth sharp. Mm-hmm. And that's why you get fighting, resistance, because the word is sharp. Mm-hmm. It cuts. Shouldn't be
right.
When you're here for that, to get cut away. That's what we got to be reminded of. If we come for it, be cut away.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid.
Isn't that beautiful?
Hid
from the world. Many times they don't see God, they're hid. But they are a quiver. Mm-hmm. What?
And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
What?
Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught.
What?
And in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with
the Lord. In other words, I've done all I could do for this situation, trying to work it out, trusting in God. I've done all I can do. But I'm yet trusting in the God of judgment. Mm-hmm. They may tell me, we think is this and that. That's fine, but I'm trusting in God, the judgment.
Yes.
Because that's what God wants.
Yes.
Things going to come up. We're all getting older here. Every one of us came in here looking like, let's see.
All right, Pastor.
Not Tiff. Tiff is an old lady, too.
All right, Pastor. Old lady.
We all came here looking like we were 22. And most of us close to 90 now. And don't get excited because I got a pain in my elbow. Really?
Make it plain, Pastor.
You got to repair these houses as they get older. Got some wood that's rotted? Cut it out. Put a new piece in there.
Yes.
Feeling better?
Yes.
That beautiful.
Yes, that's
thank
it.
God.
Beautiful.
Let's go to you read that four? Yeah. Let's go to Jeremiah 51.
All right.
And one. Let's read that again. Thank God. Judgment of God. You need that judgment.
Yes.
Keep you out of a lot of scrapes. A lot of problems. A lot of sadness.
Yes, Pastor.
A lot of crying and tears.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 5 and 1, rather. Excuse me.
5 and 1? Oh, yes, Pastor.
All right, I said 51?
Yes,
five
yes,
one.
Pastor. Yes, sir. Wait a minute, D. I got it right, D.
Thank God. Read it.
I got it, Pastor. Run ye, excuse me, Pastor. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will
find
pardon
one.
It.
Yes. Because you can't find them here. What?
Yes. And though they say the Lord liveth.
No. If there be any that executeth judgment.
Yes.
And seeketh.
And seeketh the truth.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. And I will pardon.
Did you read that?
Yes.
Because I didn't hear that.
Yes, Pastor.
All
yes,
right. Thank
all
God.
All right, Pastor.
Let's go to the fourth verse. What did it say again?
Fourth verse.
Therefore.
Yeah. I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God.
Deuteronomy 6 and 1. Let's
all
go
right,
there.
Pastor. All right,
Pastor. Don't know judges. Don't know judgment. You know why I said they don't know it? Because they're not men of truth.
Right.
They're not saved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're the world.
Yes.
Make it plain.
And they got things set up where it's against us. It's against anybody that's looking for truth. Because God set the way up for truth. Men of truth got to judge you. Men that know judgment.
Yes.
Taught judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
61, go ahead.
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you.
Where did you hear that? What church can you go hear that but in God's church?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.